5570.
The Duckies ruled the herd in Washington with a decision on the Senate race, finally in Minnesota. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, America Tonight. So it only took 8 months and 20,000 pages of legal briefs. That's a whole lot of trees, not to mention the millions of dollars in election costs. The man who once hit the bestseller list with a book called Rush Limbaugh is a big fat idiot. Al Franken, the comedian turned politician, is officially declared the senator of Minnesota after that state Supreme Court issued a ruling in Franken's favor. So Norm Coleman, finally with that death grip he had, wanting so badly to stay as the senator, conceded.
I just had a conversation with Al Franken congratulating him on his victory. And I told him it's the best job that he'll ever had, representing the people of the state of Minnesota in the United States Senate. Ours is a government of laws, not men and women. The Supreme Court of Minnesota has spoken. I respect its decision, and I will abide by its result. It's time for Minnesotans to come together under the leaders it has chosen and move forward. And I join all Minnesotans in congratulating our newest United States Senator, Al Franken. Just a few words about my legal challenge. Sure, I wanted to win, not just for myself, but for my wonderful supporters who have worked so hard. So many have worked so hard and prayed so hard and put so much into this effort, and for the important values that I've always fought for. I also thought it was important to stand up for enfranchising thousands of Minnesotans whose votes weren't counted like others were. After all, issues and politicians come and go, but voting is fundamental. It is the essence of democracy, but I knew we needed to do everything we could to get it right. I am forever grateful and humbled by the people of Minnesota who have given me the honor to represent them, and even more grateful for the wisdom, their courage, their patience, and understanding over these past several months.
All right, now what about Franken? Finally, this can be off his back and he can get to Washington. He stepped out of his townhouse to talk to reporters, and this was his take on the whole thing.
Thank you, everybody. Thank you for being here. Thank you so much. Franny and I are so thrilled that we can finally celebrate this victory. And I am so excited to finally be able to get to work for the people of Minnesota. I received a very gracious call from Senator Coleman a little while ago. He wished me well, I wished him well, and we agreed that it is time to bring this state together. Over the last 8 months, as the nation has watched this all unfold in this state, Minnesotans have earned the right to take pride in the transparency and the thoroughness of our process and in the integrity of our election officials. But during the same period, Minnesota families have continued to face real challenges. So even though Franny and I are thrilled and honored by the faith that Minnesotans have placed in me, I'm also humbled, not just by the closeness of this election, but by the enormity of the responsibility that comes with this office.
All right, so he becomes Senator number 60, tipping the scales for the Dems, certainly, when it comes to voting, if everybody's on board, meaning you don't have some of the Democrats going in another direction, which that's called bipartisan, you know, Republicans here, Democrats here, a little bit in the middle, and throw some salt over your shoulder, just kidding. He is Senator number 60. He didn't put too much stock in that, though, saying that he was going to do what was right for the people of Minnesota, and he wasn't somebody who was just going to go along to get along, which is what Al Franken is all about. So we move from that to what some people call miracle drugs, Vicodin and Percocet, because of their risk for overdose and severe liver damage. Check this out. A panel that advises the FDA voted to nix them, and to also remove Tylenol and NyQuil. Acetaminophen is the ingredient in all four that provides dangerous results often that I just talked about with the liver, etc. Man, you think of Vicodin. I know that when I had my wisdom teeth pulled, they gave me Vicodin, and I would have fainted if I hadn't had those Vicodin. I only ended up taking a couple of them, but I have never felt so much pain in my life. Of course, people take Vicodin and Percocet and abuse it, and they're also prescribed it for various reasons. You look at NyQuil, you look at Tylenol. You ever get one of those weekend warrior headaches that just will not quit? You've been out playing hoop or doing something else or chasing the kids around, the grandkids around, and you reach for the Tylenol? Could you live without your Tylenol? NyQuil. You ever been so sick you cannot sleep? And I'll be honest, why do you take NyQuil? Because it knocks you out and makes you feel better. They might take that away from you. They haven't, they being the FDA, hasn't officially said that's what's going to happen. But this panel, they put a lot of stock into it, so there is a good chance of that. And how about this story? What a miracle. A 14-year-old girl found alive in the debris of the Airbus crash in the Indian Ocean. You know, French inspectors are saying they found numerous things wrong with that plane back in 2007, and nothing was done. But I still cannot believe, with all the people that were killed on that plane, and we don't know all the details of it, of course, the fact that somebody survived, just this one teenage girl, is a miracle. It's stunning. Every once in a while, and in my lifetime, I can't remember it happening. I can remember people surviving on planes, and then other people were, you know, had died on planes that had a bogus takeoff or something else happened, like that flight in Iowa. But very rare when you're talking mid-air, and what they were like an hour and a half away from their final destination. So this Yemeni jetliner that had 153 people slamming into the Indian Ocean, man, with howling winds, and they were trying to get in to Comoros, which is then one of the island nations, which was their destination. The fact that you had so many bodies that now have surfaced, and you find among the dead bodies a 14-year-old girl, that is just stunning. So, of course, immediately she survives. They take her to the hospital and continue on the way. The other part of the story is what I just mentioned. The weather obviously was bad. Here we go again, just like that Air France Airbus, right? Windy conditions, all that sort of stuff. So problems with the rescue efforts. Good thing they could get to this girl because there she was, and they found somebody alive. So you've got this Airbus crashing. You have the one that went down the beginning of June that killed all 228 people on board. What is going on? And this is a busy time in France. You got school vacations, of course, beginning. There were a lot of people headed home that were going to visit and whatnot. There were a lot of French nationals on board that flight. And the one thing that did come out is that the airline previously, that they released a statement that there were warnings about the safety, but they didn't listen. So here we go again. This is two. Man, if I lived in France, I'd think twice about jumping on one of those Airbuses. Coming up on the flip side, we're going to talk about climate control. Now Senator Franken will have his 2 cents to throw in. The Senate, of course, with a big job ahead in the next couple months. Hang with us.
Would you give someone $100 for a $10 bill? If you're taking vitamins and minerals in a pill form, that's exactly what you're doing. Hello, my name is Dr. David Friedman. According to the Physician's Desk Reference, many vitamins and minerals in a pill form are 10% absorbed. It doesn't take a mathematician to figure out for every $100 you spend on these pills, you're flushing $90 down the toilet. Start absorbing the nutrients you swallow. Introducing Chews for Health, a delicious-tasting chewable containing 16 superfruits, sea vegetables, and antioxidants antioxidants. You know, you work hard for your money. Isn't it time to start getting what you pay for? Order today. 1-800-210-1922. With Choose for Health, your body gets to keep the nutrients you swallow. The first 300 callers are going to receive a free copy of my best-selling CD, America's Unbalanced Diet.
1-800-210-1922.
Or go to orderchoose.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Silver is mankind's oldest natural antibiotic. This very special mineral has been used for centuries by most cultures throughout the world. Utopia, Texas is home to a small but mighty supplement company called Utopia Silver, who offers colloidal products produced in distilled water without use of animal protein, nitrates, or saline solutions. Because our colloidal silver is made up of nano-sized particles, it can be better utilized at the cellular level, and germs can't mutate to be resistant like they can to modern-day antibiotics. Utopia Silver has a broad range of health supplements, including colloidal silver, gold, and copper, with a money-back guarantee on the colloidal products we produce. For 4 years, Utopia Silver has been fighting in the Texas courts against agencies that would steal our God-given rights of health care and freedom of speech. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's UTOPIA silver.com. Or call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and help us win this battle.
The climate change bill here in a second, but on America Tonight, sometimes we flip people into the dungeon, and that means if they accept the key to get out and do an interview with us on ATN, that'd be great. We'll give them a chance to say their piece. Who better than Mark Sanford, the South Carolina governor, that I was hailing as a great guy for some of the things that he was trying to do in that state. And then what a disappointment, the whole thing that happened with the woman in Argentina. But again, it's not about the fooling around. It's about all of the collateral damage and constantly being caught in this web of lies and struggling to try to get through the tunnel. So now there are more details emerging. Now he's calling the mistress his soulmate, and that there are other women in his past. I can tell you this, no matter what you think of the governor, and it was, you know, awesome, for lack of a better word to describe it, when he refused the stimulus, he is not a presidential prospect any longer. There's no way. He does say he's committed to reconciling with his wife, but that the true soulmate, for him anyway, is the woman in Argentina. He said that, and he was pretty emotional, I guess, in an interview he did with the Associated Press that was over 2 days, and he said he would die knowing that he had met a soulmate. I'd say this. If I were with a man and he was professing to the press, because he was a public figure, that he was going to really try to stay with me, but gosh, he is sad because he's losing his soulmate, I don't think I could stay with that guy. I give the governor's wife a ton of credit for what she is weathering, and he just needs to shut his mouth. It's ridiculous. Why is he dumping out all these details in the first place? He already got up, he apologized, he said he screwed up, whatever. Then he needs to just move on. Now he's saying he crossed the lines with a handful of other women during the 20 years of marriage. But he also adds this to make your mind wonder, what is he talking about? He said, not as far as he did with his mistress. He says he crossed lines he shouldn't have crossed because he was a married man, but never crossed the ultimate line. Oh. And then he makes the pronouncement that the woman that he met in Uruguay 8 years ago, it was more than just sex, that it was more than a simple affair. It was a love story, a forbidden one, a tragic one, a love story, his soulmate. Oh, my goodness. And these boys aren't old enough to read this crap and to know what it means. So how do they feel about their father throwing more gasoline on the fire with all this nonsense to these reporters? I just don't get it. Now, here's what's interesting, too. He delivered a personal check on Tuesday for about $3,000 to reimburse the state for the state-funded trip to Argentina where he visited his girlfriend. And he insisted no public money was used for any other meetings with her. But he also dumped out there that he had met with her about five times, that he had in this past year. He's been with her five times. So now the attorney general of that state is investigating him to find out if he's telling the truth about these trips. So I just can't resist. I know it's a layup. It's like low-hanging fruit, but we have to shove the governor in the America Tonight dungeon.
This chamber has no windows and no doors.
Yeah, boy. Again, crazy, crazy, crazy stuff. Matt, were you surprised when you heard him come out with this big, deep confession to the Associated Press? Boy, I'll tell you, this reporter must have been good, like the Barbara Walters of AP reporters, to get all this nonsense out of him.
Yeah, it seems really odd because
yes,
he went through so much great lengths to just deny everything and go through the whole ruse of I'm hitchhiking and doing all, or not hitchhiking, hiking through the mountains, Appalachian Trail and all that.
Right.
And then a couple days later, like, oh yeah, I had an affair and here's other affairs I almost had. Like, it just seemed really odd.
Yeah, I think it's crazy. And I think, you know, the old saying, loose lips sink ships. His ship has long since sailed. Once he came back, apologized, done, forget it. Be sequestered, do your job, be with your family. When reporters want to ask you questions, you say, look, I really said it all in that news conference. I'll be glad to talk about textiles or anything going on in the state, blah, 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 blah. But to say, because basically what he's saying, and it's an insult to the wife, gosh, I'm really trying to keep my marriage together, but my soulmate, my lover, my love, the best woman in my world, is this woman in Argentina. How do you stay with someone like that?
Yeah, well, props to her for not giving in and being the political wife that just stands up next to her.
I agree.
Next to her husband and all that. Another thing, too, who was it? Like, I don't even remember the guy's name now, because he came out a couple weeks beforehand, admitted his affair, and was just over and done with, and the press kind of moved on from him. And do you remember who was that?
Yeah, Senator Ensign,
yeah, okay,
from Nevada. You're right. He came in, said what he did, then, you know, said he was sorry, blah, 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 and that was it. Done, apologized, moved on.
And so when you do something like that, you take your medicine right away, it goes away quicker than just dragging it out and making these just dumb statements and,
yeah,
and just lengthening the process of, you know, the public, like, forgetting about everything. And I don't think there's any way he can stay in the office now.
Yeah, I don't think so either. I think once he went down this path, and now, and because he also threw out all this information, now you have the Attorney General's office scrambling to investigate every time you went there, because they're saying, oh my gosh, now he's saying he went five times and he went this year, and how could that be, and blah, blah, blah. So he's made it worse all the way around for him politically, certainly for his family and his wife and his kids. I mean, what about his kids? Same thing. I mean, they're guys. They're boys. They're in school. They're in high school. You don't think that they're reading the internet stories and knowing all of this? It has to be terrible for them.
Yeah, definitely. And not only that, you know, obviously the Democrats are going to be taking aim at this guy, and then people in his own party are taking aim at him, too, because the Republican, you know, the party's kind of been dragged through the mud here, especially with all the, like, different affairs and sex scandals and things that have been going on. They want this to go away quickly, too, and I'm sure they're all fingering this guy, telling him, hey, go shut up and go away.
Yeah, in fact, there's a protest that's planned, and it's Republicans that are planning the protest because conservative, very conservative core group, because they don't want him to be governor anymore. It's hurting the GOP too much, and good for them for being able to stand up and say, no, this isn't the right guy. We need to move on now. He can't serve out the rest of these 18. It's too over the top at this point.
Yeah,
absolutely.
That's why you just don't dabble in this stuff when you're in the public eye.
Yeah, short and sweet, baby. Make your comments and get away. Speaking of short and sweet, this is anything but short and sweet. I'll tell you, nothing has me more hacked off than, and I've already talked about it a bunch, but the climate change bill. It gets under the wire, 219-212 margin passes, and there was some massive arm twisting, certainly by the White House, certainly by the Dems in power. 44 Democrats voted against it. Only 8 Republicans crossed the aisle to vote for it, but that 8 was huge. And so now it goes to the Senate. Unlikely participants, even though he just got out of the hospital, Robert Byrd from West Virginia, of course, and Teddy Kennedy from Massachusetts. And where will they sit ultimately? Here's the bottom line in looking at this. The bill's restrictions on carbon dioxide emissions, some of the fence straddling that's going on with that, some of what the key points are in this bill that people just are not getting, the price tag, the possibility of a tax increase to pay for the provisions. I mean, it's got to be a deal breaker. How can you, I just don't see how this cost is manageable. And the tax issue is way out of control. Minority Leader John Boehner, we let you hear that the other night. He called it a pile of crap. The Representative Paul Broun from Georgia said the climate change is a hoax, and there was a ton of applause when he yelled that out. The House bill, from everything that I've read, in its current condition, its current form, in other words, has to be a long shot, I'm hoping, with the Senate. And I'm telling you, unless you got a pile of do-re-mi sitting somewhere, it's all of you. It's Jana in Iowa. It's Mark in New York. Don in Wyoming. Aaron in Kentucky. All of you guys are the ones that are going to pay through the roof for these renewable electricity goals, to name a few. More on that coming up next, right here on America Tonight.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple. Fresh, healthy, easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables. Ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com or call 866-598-7396, 866-598-7396.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN, great talk radio starts here.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today. When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
You already know that drinking pure high-alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline ingredients. Using plasma pH drops is one of the best ways to make your water alkaline, to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops per liter of water you drink to raise the pH to the ultimate level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-216-9767. 269-216-9767 today.
Bill passed the House, razor-thin margins, though, on Friday. Now it's up to the Senate. Already, it might not happen until the fall, the debate over climate control. But, of course, the president is really pushing and trying to do what he can to maneuver among the senators to get the senators to vote off on this as well. I think it's going to be much tougher than the House. Cal Beisner is joining us now. He joined us a couple of weeks ago to talk about the climate and what about global warming and all that kind of stuff and what are the myths and what does he think the facts are. And he's with the Cornwall Alliance, so we're pleased to have him back again. Cal, thanks for popping back on America Tonight.
Well, thank you very much for the opportunity, Kate. It's good to be back with you.
Okay, so the House passes this. Were you surprised? Now, it was a really close vote, I'll say that. I wasn't sure. It was coming down to the wire, but it did go the other way.
Yeah, it was very close indeed, 219 to 212, so just seven votes between them. If four out of the eight Republicans who voted yes had voted no instead, the bill would have failed. There were about 40-some Democrats who voted no. If just four more of those had voted no instead, the bill would have failed. It was close. I wasn't really surprised that it passed. The Democratic leadership in the House has a very strong hold there, and they did an enormous amount of wheeling and dealing, which is part of what led to putting a 360-page amendment to the bill at 3 o'clock in the morning on Friday when it was to be debated and voted on that very day. Nobody much had time to read it all except Minority Leader John Boehner, who took the time to read the whole thing and then read large parts of it aloud from the floor, which kind of scandalized people because there were a lot of parts that were just incredibly strange, creating new agencies and federal intrusion into people's lives that is quite shocking. For instance, creating federal housing codes for how houses are to be built to make sure that they have the right outlets to recharge your electric car in your garage. And these would supplant local and regional building codes in states all over the country.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting, too. I think, and I was talking a lot about this, what does it mean for the everyday man? That do they understand, ultimately, of course, we're talking about now the president saying, oh, too much reliance on oil, and we have to get away from that, and we have to go with wind and solar and hydro and geothermal and all that sort of stuff. But if you look at what utilities will have to do, and then you look at how incredibly expensive the mandate would be in the Southeast, you are going to pay, I'm serious, you are going to pay maybe double, who knows, maybe even triple, dare I say, for your electricity.
Yeah, in fact, the Center for Data Analysis of the Heritage Foundation has run a very thorough economic model forecast of the costs of this legislation if it were to become law. It would increase the average household's expenses by about $4,600 a year, $1,200 of that direct energy costs, and the other $3,400 a year in the cost of everything else rising in price because energy itself is used in making everything that we buy. It had reduced gross domestic product by about $9.4 trillion between now and 2035. It had lower employment by about 1.1 million jobs in the average year. That would reach 2.5 million in 2035. And it raised the national debt so much that by the year 2035, the average family of four in America would owe an extra $115,000 as its share of the national debt. All of that would be to achieve two things, supposedly, according to the bill's supporters. One, create green jobs, and two, lower future temperatures. Well, the economic analysis indicates that for every green job that was created, at least two jobs would be lost, and in fact, the Heritage Foundation says that we'd be losing an average of 1.1 million jobs in any given year from now to 2035. And as far as temperature reduction, well, might achieve 0.09 degree by the year 2050, which can't even be measured, and it's just a statistical artifact that has nothing to do with affecting life on Earth.
Yeah, and plus, Cal, you know this in talking about the job situation, all this about creating green jobs, and then as you just said, the statistic on the jobs you would actually lose, what also would be part of this is that many industries would, frankly, just outsource. They would just leave, and no matter what penalties they would so-called get thrown on top of them for subbing more work out beyond our borders, a lot of industries would be forced to do that, and I think that's exactly what they would do. So I think that means, on top of that, even many more jobs.
Oh, absolutely. And that's a large part of the reason for why the Heritage Foundation forecasts losing so many jobs. Industries that found it very expensive to reduce carbon emissions would, as you say, simply outsource. They would move their plants overseas and do more of their work over there. The ironic thing about that, Kate, is that when they did that, the result would be even higher CO2 emissions than would happen without this bill, because in the developing countries to which these industries would move, energy efficiency is much lower than it is here in the United States. In other words, it takes more kilowatts of energy to produce $1,000 worth of product in, say, Bangladesh than it does here. And consequently, and they're also getting that energy from dirtier, less efficient generating plants. So the bill really, when you count that in, it's quite likely that the bill would be raising temperatures in the long run rather than lowering temperatures. But then nobody counted on Congress to think about the unintended consequences.
Yeah, no kidding. And speaking of the unintended consequences, now, of course, what the president is doing is he's warning everyone pretty much on the Hill, because he knows, obviously, this goes next to the Senate, to think about this provision in the cap-and-trade bill, right, that allows the U.S. to impose tariffs on other countries. So, because there was kind of this back and forth with Canada, if you have this so-called protectionist measure, imagine that on imports from countries that don't have a system that would limit global warming pollution. So Obama knows that this could be the death knell for the bill. So that's why he's now saying, oh, you know, we might think about this because it's got to be a level playing field and the economy worldwide is in a recession. Give me a break.
Yeah, and it's quite fascinating because in this case, the cure is going to be much worse than the disease. Now, Kate, when the United States economy went into a tailspin at the start of the Great Depression, Congress responded by trying to protect American jobs with what's called the Smoot-Hawley Tariff Act. And the idea was to put a big tariff on imports from foreign countries, and that way we would make American workers more competitive and keep employment here. Well, all that did was cause foreign countries to put more tariffs on American goods, so we wound up losing employment here. The Smoot-Hawley Tariff Act is one of the main reasons why the fairly moderate recession that started the Great Depression turned into the Great Depression. We've got a fairly severe recession going on right now in the United States, and we will certainly turn it into a Great Depression if we wind up with a tariff battle generated by trying to protect American jobs from competition overseas when we've made the jobs so much more expensive here because of our cap-and-trade legislation.
Yeah, and it'll be an incredible battle. And this is what I said on last night's show. If you're not happy and you're paying attention to some of the things that we're saying, and it's easy to get some of this material, you gave some references to various statistics, then what you do is, guess what, you call or you write or you do something as far as your senator is concerned, because I think if there's more pressure from the American people, there's a better chance it might not pass.
Yeah, that's correct. And people can come to cornwallalliance.org and see some of our materials right there online. They can also sign up for our electronic newsletter, and they'll be receiving information on this from time to time through this summer and into the fall. They can also go to wegetit.org, wegetit.org, and sign up for the We Get It newsletter there as well by endorsing the wegetit.org declaration. And they'll get some very good information there. They can come up with a lot of facts and figures that they can pass on to their members of the U.S. Senate. And it certainly is a time for Americans to make their desires known, because it doesn't seem as if a lot of congressmen in the House were really listening very well to their constituents. They were listening more to the businesses that were lobbying them in order to get legislation that would favor them in competition.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Cal, always nice to catch up with you. Thanks for joining us. We'll talk to you down the road.
Well, thanks to you too, Kate. Take care.
You too. All right, so serious stuff, but I think that the Senate, like I said before, the way it looks, even from what Harry Reid said, I think you're talking about the fall by the time this hot potato goes for a vote. It doesn't mean that their lobbying hasn't stopped, so that actually gives you time to think about it, go to some of those sites, and really get a handle. And plus, we're doing that, obviously, on this show as well, get a handle on what it would mean to you and what it would mean to this country. Odds and Ends coming up around the bend here on America Tonight.
Are you concerned for the safety of your loved ones? Listen closely to this message from PepperSpray.com.
Every 22 seconds a violent crime is committed, America has changed, and your personal safety is your first priority. Be smart. Be safe. Trust Pepper Spray instead of your luck. PepperSpray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all of your non-lethal self-defense supplies. PepperSpray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web. From big to small, we have it all. Pepper spray, mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. PepperSpray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. Enter SAFE in the coupon box and you'll receive a special discount off of your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to PepperSpray.com. That's PepperSpray.com. Or call 1-800-908-9988 today.
Are you concerned about an economic downfall? Would you like to have more money to invest in precious metals, food, and safety of your loved ones? With the Debt Crisis Solutions Program, you can finally be debt-free without paying another cent to creditors and not have to file bankruptcy. This is not debt counseling, settlement, or debt consolidation, which may have serious legal and tax consequences. With our program, you will not pay another penny to your creditors or collectors. Protect your home, paycheck, and bank account from any lawsuits and restore your credit history. We also provide mortgage modification services, which can lower your mortgage payments without refinancing. If you're facing foreclosure problems, we can help. Finally, proven debt solutions that work for the people. Become debt-free in 90 days. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Call Debt Crisis Solutions and speak to an advisor absolutely free. Call 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123 today.
If you've always wanted to experience the amazing benefits from using oil of oregano, the time to act is now. With so many places to choose from, where can you be 100% certain you're getting the highest quality oil for your dollar? The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com brings you ultra-pure, non-diluted oil of oregano with 80% or better carvacrol. PureBulk.com also carries over 120 nutritional products, including atomic iodine, amino acids, herbal extracts, and heart health, all made with no fillers, additives, or fancy packaging, saving you 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. With each order, PureBulk.com will send you 1 dram of atomic iodine, a 150-day supply, absolutely free. Just enter promotional code IODINE at website checkout. Visit PureBulk.com, that's PureBulk.com, or call 406-251-3270, 406-251-3270 today.
Hey, did you know in 1980, Oh Canada was proclaimed the national anthem of that country, and it's Canada Day. So happy birthday to all of you listening across the border to the north. This is America Tonight. I'm Kate Delaney. Coming up, we have birthdays. You know, because I got so many funny letters from people about, I don't recognize that name. Who is that person? I like to kind of forecast how many of the names on the list you might know. And I'm going to say you're going to know at least 6 names on our birthday list today. Some of them are uber famous. Let's just put it that way. I am confident you will know at least 5. How's that? Time for a little news you can abuse, and boy, there's some good ones. How about this? What are you thinking? Any way to get the pot in, that's the idea, right? But would you use a casket to smuggle in marijuana? And this happened in Dallas. A casket without a cadaver yielded about 100 pounds of marijuana after a traffic stop in the city. Guy from Arkansas, William Croc, you gotta like that name, in jail on the marijuana possession charge plus traffic violations. What happened is they arrested him when bundles of marijuana were discovered under the casket's cover and pillow. He popped up, apparently. The van turned up during surveillance on a drug house. He wasn't wearing a seatbelt, ran a red light, and did an improper lane change. And ultimately, that's how they stopped him. And then there was a drug-sniffing dog that drew them to the casket, so the jig was up. Not a bad idea, I guess, but you need to drive properly if you're going to try to smuggle in pot that way. Here's a crazy story, too. How do you feel about a possum getting stuck in a soda machine? I think it's a little odd, but this happened in Johnson City, New York. Baby possum trying to play dead, didn't help, got wedged inside a soda machine at a fitness club, ran into a couple of problems in this athletic club, and scurried behind the soda machine. The club's manager realized that the possum was stuck inside, hanging upside down in a compartment below the dispenser. Ooh. So the police tried to pull the possum from the bottom of the machine. It was lodged in a place and making no move to escape. 1.5 hours it took. An employee came with a key for the machine. The front panel was open, and the animal was rescued. So you know what they did with the possum? They released it in a nearby cemetery. I don't know. What's the symbolism there? Figuring you almost died, maybe upside down in the machine, so you can roam around in this cemetery? I have no idea. Here's another one. And this isn't actually something to make fun of, but it's something creepy nonetheless. This happened on a plane. A man died on a transatlantic flight that was diverted to St. John's early on Thursday. Now, this is the second time in less than a week that a plane had to make an emergency landing in the city for that reason. What are the odds of that? The Delta flight was on its way to London from New York. It was diverted about 1:30 in the morning. The 63-year-old passenger fell ill, died of natural causes. That's what they said. There was no health risk to anybody else on the plane. They had to land there because of emergencies on board. That's what they do. And they ended up in that spot once again. But this was within, what did I say, a two-week period. This is the second time they had to do it, second time in a week, actually. That's a little odd, I would say, right? Just timing, I suppose. All right, we have one more for you. And this one is kind of interesting. Wouldn't be interesting if it was as your home or my home, however. How would you feel about a bear getting inside your house? I would be concerned for lots of different reasons. But deputies in San Antonio Heights in California say a bear with, I guess, a sweet tooth broke into the San Bernardino house, gobbled up a bunch of chocolates from the refrigerator. They came home on Saturday, found the bear chomping down in their kitchen, phoned for help. The bear actually escaped before the sheriff deputies arrived. He appeared to push aside the vegetables, didn't like the vegetables in the fridge, went straight for the 2-pound box of sweets. And apparently, you're going to love this part, the bear tried to open a bottle of champagne, but wasn't very successful at it. The bear is smart. He gets it. Champagne and chocolates, the best thing in the fridge. All right, it's July 1st. It is Canada Day. And if you go back to 1867, Canada became a self-governing dominion of Great Britain as the British North American Act took effect. Fast forward, 1934, Hollywood began enforcing its production code, subjecting motion pictures to censorship review. In the beginning, that could be pretty rough, and still there have been arguments over it. 1959, the controversial movie Anatomy of a Murder, starring James Stewart, was released. I never saw that movie, but read a lot about it. 1969, Britain's Prince Charles was formally invested as the Prince of Wales by his mother, Queen Elizabeth. In 1984, the Motion Picture Association of America established the PG-13 rating. Kind of a theme going here, right? 1997, Hong Kong reverted to Chinese rule after 156 years as a British colony. Of course you remember that. Just 10 years ago, a gondola in the French Alps ripped away from its cables. 20 people were killed on board. 5 years ago, Marlon Brando died in L.A. He was 80 years old. And Saddam Hussein, scoffing at charges of war crimes and mass killings, made a defiant first public appearance in an Iraqi court since being hunted down 7 months earlier. Hundreds of thousands of people, by the way, marched in Hong Kong to demand democratic rights from China. So if you're keeping a scorecard 5 years after 1997. 1 year ago, the Roman Catholic Archdiocese of Denver agreed to pay $5.5 million to settle 18 more claims by people who said they'd been sexually abused by priests when they were kids. Very, very, very sad. We jump to birthdays, and let's see how many, when I roll them out, you actually recognize.
Any birthday singers? Come on, people, we need birthday singers!
Okay, Olivia de Havilland, A Little Gone with the Wind, 93. Leslie Caron, 78 years old, actress, dancer. Okay, for the older set, I know you know both of those names. How about actress Karen Black? She was in one of those airplane movies, 70 years old. Also celebrating a birthday, actor-comedian Dan Aykroyd. You know him from Blues Brothers, Saturday Night Live, 57 years old. Rhythm and blues singer Evelyn Champagne King, 49 years old. Olympic gold medal track star Carl Lewis, 48. Think of the amount of gold medals. You definitely know him. He was fast as lightning in his day. Actress Pamela Anderson, just think big boobs, 42 years old. I don't care if you're in your 20s or 30s, 40s, 50s. You know who she is, too. Think Baywatch. Actress Liv Tyler is 32 years old. Also celebrating a birthday, and there's a ton of them. Rock singer, actress Deborah Harry, is 64 years old. Jamie Farr, think MASH, 75 years old. Cookie Maker, Wally Amos, is 73 years old. Actress Jean Marsh is 75 years old. Country singer Michelle Wright, 48 years old. Actor Henry Simmons, 39, very smooth. Hip-hop artist, I actually like a lot of her work, Missy Elliott, 38 years old. On the young end of the spectrum, actor Evan Ellingson is 21. Actors Andrew and Steve Cavarano are 17 years old. If you're celebrating birthday, happy birthday to you. July 1st, not a bad day for a birthday, actually, when you think about it, because you're just a couple of days away from July 4th. I'm going to leave you with this thought from Tom Jefferson. Tom Jefferson was the guy who said, all tyranny needs to gain a foothold is for people of good conscience to remain silent.
Okay, okay, show's over, folks. Bye-bye. Let's move. Bye-bye. Let's pick this thing up. Let's go for it. Up top. One, two, three, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Thanks a lot.
Thanks for flying with us. Bye-bye.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Bye-bye.
I don't get it.
There's nothing to get. Bye-bye.
And we'll see you tomorrow night.